Every day, more than 115 people in the United States die after overdosing on opioids. 115 every day. The biology of dependence drives it as we seek anything to find relief. Not just health issues, but problems at work, problems in our personal relationships, problems with finances. We try showing a strong face to the world, but we cry out for relief, rescue from our weakness and pain. Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 73 is relief, surrendering our weakness and pain to the strength of God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can be still and quiet, ascending into the strong arms of God. You may start by listening and joining to this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 18. Respond, Lord God, you are my strength. I love you, Lord God, and you make me strong. Lord God, you are my strength. You are my mighty rock, my fortress, my protector. Lord God, you are my strength. You are the rock where I am safe, my shield, my powerful weapon, and my place of shelter. Lord God, you are my strength. I praise you, Lord. I prayed and you rescued me from my enemies. Lord God, you are my strength. Amen. The final goal of the Christian life is to be transformed into the likeness of Christ. Your goal here in Christian meditation on encounter is to help you come closer to the likeness of Christ by contemplating Christ. So spend a few moments now obediently pursuing God and pondering the strength of God in silent contemplation. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths. Feel your stomach rising with each breath. Just hold it for a moment. And then exhale weakness. Deep, strong breaths, and let each of them remind you of the strength of God within you. As you inhale and exhale, each deep belly breath, continue to whisper silently, Lord God, you are my strength. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit bringing His strength to cover your weakness. Just pause here and ponder what around you feels weak right now. Scan your body for a moment. What feels fragile? Now scan your emotions. What feels tender? Your mind may wander as you consider your weakness and tenderness, and that's natural. But let the wandering remind you to return to your breathing and trusting in the strength of God. Now in continued silent contemplation, listen carefully to the first of three readings, each reading rising from the one before. Listen to these eternal words from Psalm chapter 73, verse 26, from the New International Version. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. What did you hear? And how did it bring you nearer to God? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit mold your thoughts and perspective? What came to mind? My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Rest there longer in divine contemplation as you surrender your weaknesses and pain to the strength of God. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of how He lifts you, how He holds you. Take time now to seek His eternal strength in quiet contemplation. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the English Standard Version. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine kneeling before Christ, your broken body, your shattered emotions, each of your hidden weaknesses and your pain. Look up into His eyes. What do you see there? Feel His hands cradling your head as you hear Him whisper to you, "My child, My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough for you. I am always available, regardless of your situation. My power is being perfected, completed, and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. So rest here, surrendering your own attempts to be strong to His eternal assurances of strength. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. What are you facing that you feel most weak in its presence? And what have you attempted to be strong, but it failed you? Maybe something at work, at home, health issues, financial? Well, whisper them to God as an offering. Surrender your weaknesses and your pain to His strength. Just take all the time that you need. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Deep, strong breaths from God. And let that be your meditation, whether at the start or the end. Lord God, you are my strength. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Strength. And now let me pray over you to remember you have no one but God. There is none upon the earth that you should desire beside God. Your flesh and heart will fail, but God is the strength of your heart and your portion forever. So may you be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen. In the days ahead, or even present moment, you will feel weak, physical or emotional. But be mindful in those moments to celebrate your weakness, for in them, God's strength is revealed and you are made stronger. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to be strong in someone else's weakness. How can you help someone else know the strength of God? So when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect some weakness or pain. But then be reminded of the divine strength available to you, regardless of your situation, for it is there you will encounter God.